Moving on to our final story, the sixth and final round of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1 countries is underway in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Representatives from Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are trying to finalize the text of a comprehensive nuclear deal within the next 20 days. The Iranian negotiating team held separate meetings with the P5+1 delegation and the American team. They're also set to hold talks with the European and Russian delegations. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has described this round of talks as, quote, a unique opportunity to make history. Jerome Hughes, a correspondent, is there for these talks. He joins us from Vienna. Jerome, the EU spokesperson Michael Mann has come out and said that the EU is adamant in order for this deal to take place. You spoke to Michael Mann, I noticed in your report. Great report, by the way. I love the way you ended it. Tell us more about how they are pushing for this deal, obviously, to get sealed, and what, of course, you can tell us after the first day to have kicked off.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, Michael Mann, he kept using the words determined. They're not using words like optimistic, but more determined. So this is the type of language that we're hearing so far. But as I said yesterday, I think it will be a few days before we can get a real sense whether or not the negotiations are making any real progress and whether there are or not there are major stumbling points. So we will just have to wait and see. But this was the opening plenary session of the negotiations. Yes, there were talks yesterday, but the main work began today. And early this morning, they agreed exactly the processes, exactly the meetings that will be happening over the next few days. And as you mentioned there in your introduction, there were bilateral talks, trilateral talks with various different groups today. We're not getting very much information. I'm here in the media center for the talks, which is a short distance away from the hotel where the talks themselves are actually taking place. And there are a lot of frustrated journalists here. And this was raised at the media briefing this morning because there now has been a ban on journalists occupying public areas of the hotel. So it's very difficult. You know, normally you might get a little bit of information from the diplomats, from the negotiators as they're coming in and out. You know, it would be off the record. In other words, they wouldn't say it on mic or on television, but you'd get little nuggets of information. But because of this media ban at the hotel, we're not really getting that type of information. And incidentally, you're wondering why there's a ban. Well, they're saying it's for security reasons. But I suppose from the hotel's point of view, you have a large gathering of people and mulling around. And I suppose the image or the look of it or whatever, the logistics of it aren't good for the hotel. But in any case, these negotiations are going. We're hearing all sorts of rumors as well, as we always do during these talks. For example, one of the rumors is that the key political figures will actually return home tomorrow back to their home countries and leave the key negotiators or what should I say the technical teams behind here in Vienna to iron out little details, and then the main political leaders would return here on the 15th of July and spend the last 5 days basically ironing everything out and getting ready for potentially a big announcement. But again, that's just a rumor. We just don't know. You know, there are so many people involved in these negotiations, up to 100 people, because of course you've got Iran involved, you've got the US, Russia, China, and then you've got the European countries, Germany, France, and Britain as well. So each of those delegations would be made up of about 15 people. So a lot of people involved in these negotiations. Earlier, I should say as well, Catherine Ashton, the EU foreign policy chief, she met with the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, basically to talk about how a potential comprehensive agreement would be implemented. So that's significant as well, that these type of meetings are happening on the sidelines of the key negotiations. But again, we just have to wait and see what happens. What we're hearing from the Iranian side, a lot of the talk today is about the YouTube video, which was posted on behalf of Iranian Foreign Minister and Nuclear Chief Negotiator Zarif just before the talks began. And he posted a video on YouTube and he made some very interesting comments on that. And he talked about the potential of these talks to be historic as long as there is mutual respect from all sides. But he warned as well, he said that, you know, any efforts to basically apply too much pressure on Iran would only backfire. And he said that we saw that back in 2005 when talks failed. He gave one key example. I'll just give you it. You know, he talked about back in 2005, Iran had about a couple of hundred centrifuges, which of course are the machines that rotate to enrich uranium. And at that stage, Iran actually offered to reduce the number of those machines. Well, you know what? That offer was rejected, and today Iran has almost 20,000 centrifuges actually installed. So he's basically saying sanctions don't work. Sanctions will not prevent Iran from legitimately pursuing a peaceful nuclear energy program.
Thank you very much for that. It's good to see you. Jerome Hughes there talking to us from Vienna. I'm sure we'll be talking again.